Hey everyone listening, how was your week? Oh yeah, I know, work sucks, doesn't it? Well, you got to do what you got to do, don't you? Point is,
why do you expect that people that are listening to us actually go to work?
I've met a lot of them, and most of them have jobs at EB Games.
Sick discounts for everyone.
I bet you used to say it was Flight Center though. 2% off 2%. On League of Legends.
No, I actually know how much it is. It's like 20 or 30%, because I matched up with this girl on Tinder, and her description said, "Work at EB Games," and this was my icebreaker. So, do you get discounts? And she replied,
"It's not so much an icebreaker as it is something you say in a pub to continue the conversation."
Yeah. But like, I kind of wasn't interested in her. My friend forced me to say something, so I said, and then she says, "Yep, 30%. And then I reply by saying, "Good to know." And that was the end of it all.
Did she have dyed hair that's kind of messed up her hair for life and looks a bit like the Veronicas?
Does anyone not have dyed hair now? I thought that's like a requirement to exist.
Women?
Yeah, women.
I don't see many men with dyed hair. Fancy that.
I was considering, okay, what do you think about this? And the audience, you too. So one of my friends at work, he's gay, but sorry, that's not relevant to the story.
No. I'm keeping track of this. How many gay people do you know?
I know 2.5. I'm sure one of them is. So,
oh, yeah, what can you expect working in Surrey Hills?
none
of that in Lithgow.
So he came to work the other day, and he kind of had a bit of grey in his hair. And it looked really good to me. So I was like, "Man, you got your hair dyed." He's like, "Nah, this is this Japanese hair wax that he gets." And basically what it is, it's just like people that kind of want to dye their hair but don't want to commit to dyeing their hair, you just wear it. And
so
once
a temp tat.
Yeah, exactly. It's a temp tat. So once you wash it, it goes away. So I was thinking, I'm going to get one of those.
Yeah. So but, he has dye in his hair, right?
Fun story, but like... I decided not to do that because I feel that maybe you can't. You have to be gay to be able to do that, and people still thinking it's cool.
True. In fact, most men that I know with dyed hair are gay, and I've got to say,
or
usually
old.
When it comes to style, they're always on point. But in this one, you really miss the mark.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to accept this, gay men of Australia. You are not a hot chick. I'm sorry.
No.
Those are the only people that it improves their look. If an attractive woman gets pastels, go for it. But if an attractive woman gets peroxide like they do in the western suburbs, you've doomed yourself to a life of pump and dumps.
You're being inconsiderate. I feel a bit of grey does work well on men. I mean, it gives you that George Clooney dignified look.
Yeah, but you have to earn it.
Okay, true.
And on top of that, is this gay man hot?
Dude, he is actually very, very hot.
Oh, go for it then.
All
right, I've retracted. It's just attractive people. They should dye their hair.
All right, that rules me out. But, dude, this guy is actually extremely hot. Like, if a lot of women get visibly pissed off when they find out that he's gay.
Yeah, but women get visibly pissed off when they find out any man's gay. And then they be friends with them for life because they have the reverse fantasy of gay porn where the gay man turns a straight man gay. Women have that same fantasy for gay men.
But why do like men, as soon as they find out, oh, that chick's a lesbian, you're like, oh, nice. why do we have that reaction?
Because it's just so lazy on our end. Because... wanking was such a detriment to the human population. As soon as we figured out that we could do the same thing ourselves. If that wasn't the case, the population of the world at the moment would be 700 billion people.
Yeah, the first planet to get to a trillion. Oh, wait, the only planet.
that actually brings us to our first point, which is men are from YouTube and women are from Instagram. Because I've been reading heaps about relationships. It's my goal in life, even though I am a eastern suburbs housewife at heart, I obviously, if anybody knows anything about me, I want to be one of those self-help gurus that's always wearing grey jumpers. And I'm getting there. I'm currently on blue. Dark green and blues, which is pretty close to grey. But I haven't earned my stripes yet. I'm not on my black belt.
So
I've been reading up. And I've been reading a lot on human relationships as a result. And so in that, pretty much every single book is just an elongated version of one of Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up pieces from the 90s. It's just, you see the difference between men and women is... And so, something interesting that I came across while I was reading about this was that men predominantly go to YouTube as their go-to source of entertainment online, where women go to Instagram. And they've been researching this, and they figured out that it's because Instagram is more or less these days woman's weekly, but infinitely bigger and more instantaneous. Like how YouTube has replaced television, Instagram has replaced gossip magazines.
About time.
And made it more accessible because they're like, I can't see myself being the next Megan Gale, but I can see myself getting arse implants. So that's who is attractive on Instagram now. Can we just really get this down on the record? Women have the worst taste in what is an attractive woman. They think that an attractive woman is someone who looks kind of like Kim Kardashian in terms of the cosmetics, but not naturally what Kim Kardashian looks like. They just think that if you have the ass the size of a 40-gallon drum and huge lips that make yourself look like you have to squint really large for a long time and think, is that collagen or is that two clown balloons that have been tied together? They think that that's hot. They think that that clown at the Easter show that you can throw balls in their mouth and you can win a prize, that is the hottest woman that has ever existed.
I tend to agree with them, ladies.
You do? You like that look. I like plastic surgery when Asians do it. It doesn't work on white people.
No, I like it exclusively on white women.
You think it works?
No. Okay, so here's the thing. A bit of junk in the trunk is not that bad.
Yeah, a bit of junk in the trunk is fine, but go to Yeah, She Squats the Facebook page for that. Don't go to Instagram. You're getting the wrong impression.
No, except for...
Looking like one of those African tribe women that I don't know why they've evolved to have massive asses, but they have, is not the go-to in this society.
But I know this one guy who's basically gamed Instagram. He's figured out what Instagram is really good for. So I'm looking through his Instagram feed, and it's just extremely hot women. And it's not like an advert. It's like they're chilling in their bedroom. It's like an intimate. It looks like they're his friends. So I'm like, dude, you've got some. How come all your friends are smoking hot? And then he says, oh, they're not my friends. I just exclusively like porn stars on Instagram.
Is your friend Indian?
He is a Swiss CD man. Who thinks, what's his name? Yeah, Chris Hayes is mad.
See, I've never met a white guy with the balls to like a porn star on Instagram. We've all thought it, but it's exclusively Indian and Arab men that like them. If you look down on it, it'll be 99%. I don't know why we have the gutzpahs to do that. But what I do know is the reason why men choose YouTube is because men like vegging out and watching large, long pieces of content. Women like sitting there and pining and going, I wish that I lived in a mansion that had heaps of IKEA furniture in it. Men just like listening to someone who's basically their friend sit there and go, man, let's play some games together, but you don't have to do shit. You can just sit there and watch me play a game and shoot the shit, and you don't have to contribute to the conversation. And that fills two of their desires at once, which is to A, waste time, B, not have to do anything.
How is that a thing? For the longest time, I thought people were playing those games.
Well, the Minecraft guys.
No, the guys that are like watching people kill each other in Counter-Strike. Or
the
like,
motivated ones are looking for tips, yeah.
No, but like they're just watching someone else play, right?
Yeah.
And I know this is really
It's like self-help, how 99% of the people that read those books don't participate in doing it at all. And most people just buy the self-help book so they can put it on their shelf and go, I've read Outliers.
How is that even a show up? Like, I would put War and Peace. Why would I put Epic Seven Classics. Ways to Become Moderately Successful?
Yeah. Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man is nowhere near as boss as Dickens.
Yeah, but okay. How much do you think the fact that women are into Instagram has to do with the socialization that women always have to look pretty?
But it's not that. It's a biological thing. That they are biologically incentivized to look hot. We are biologically incentivized to become bosses.
But
and so a lot of YouTube, if you look at what are the things that get massive tractions on it, it's either men that have withdrawn from that desire to become that, because that also goes back to the ancient tribe, which is that there's some people that are happy being beaters. There's an old saying in biology where it's that it's easier to be a beta male because you still get fed. You don't have to do anything. You're just not going to get to have sex with as many women as possible. And it's the same incentive with women. Women want to be the most confident and attractive one because they're the ones that are going to be having sex with the alpha male. And the alpha male just sits at the top while all the beaters... It's the intelligence bell curve we were talking about before where most men are dumber than women and there's a few men that are way smarter than women. It's that same thing that's being transferred into that. And all the beta ones go and watch Minecraft. And then all the quote-unquote ones that are aspiring to become alphas, they're the ones that go watch Jordan Peterson or something like that, or Joe Rogan at least. Or in their own dumb way, they're trying to become an alpha of people that have been dumbed down by television and crap.
Here's a tip for all the beta males out there. If you think you're a beta male, you can't be alpha, but you can trick a woman into thinking you're alpha
for at least a few weeks.
I'd say weeks. Hey, you've got to work on it. I can provide them services.
Yeah, it's more or less half of the battle is wearing a white shirt that doesn't have spaghetti stains on it. Alphas always wear white shirts.
Yeah, but even if you do have spaghetti stains on it, you can just sort of remain chill and not be freaked out by it, and that's also alpha.
True.
So yeah, well, if you're beta,
that's what's happening, and it goes back to those things. I really don't buy this thing that women have been conditioned to think that they should be pretty. They might be conditioned into what they think is pretty, but there is still that biological need because they are the male peacock of our species. They're the one that is supposed to be attractive.
Okay.
We're the one that's supposed to provide.
But, like, no woman likes ugly guys any. Like, it's sort of, like, you kind of have to
be good looking.
But they
will put up with it if they have, if that guy has become enough of a boss to, with provisions. For instance, Donald Trump, no, actually, that's a bad, he's a very attractive man.
Definitely want to make out with that man.
How many attractive women has he had sex with in his life? And it's because he's given off the impression that he is a billionaire.
Well, he's giving off the impression that he... You know what's interesting? I read a study, and they were basically checking, as you grow older, your preference in the opposite spouse and what age they would be. So if you look at women, right? It's kind of... So if you're 20 years old, then your ideal partner is like 23. If you're 22, it's 24. If you're 23, it's still 23. And it sort of goes... Yeah, 2-year gap. And then it kind of lowers. So if you're like 45, then your ideal match becomes 40. For some reason. Mm. If you look at the men's graph on the same one, it's always 22. Like you could, in fact, the older you get. So if you're 25, if you're 25 years old, you're cool with a 24-year-old girl. If you're 45 years old, you want a 22-year-old girl. It always stays between the ages of 22 to 24.
Well, it's a really unfair game for women. I do feel sorry for them. But that's the thing, is that it takes a long time to accumulate enough knowledge and skills, I guess, to become resourceful and attractive to a woman. Women can't really do anything about it. They can just be 22. That's it.
Man, it's kind of sad. Okay, the other thing was that in the same study, what they did was they set up 5 random Tinder dates for women and for men. So what they did was they would have really hot-looking pictures of guys and girls, right? A completely different person altogether. And they would set up a date. Now, when the person would show up, if it's a girl, they're a completely different girl, ugly as hell, but their personality is amazing. They sort of like, because they put on like fat suits and they put on makeup for like really confident girls, like sort of girls that you'd be like, yeah, that's a catch if she was hot.
Mm.
So they did the same thing with men as well. So they sent ugly looking girls, and for girls, they sent ugly looking men. Same deal, right? 4 out of 5 women wanted seconds.
Wanted what?
So four out of five women wanted another date with the guy. Guess how many men wanted another date?
0.
Yep. You guessed it, smart man. It is kind of sad,
man. You don't need to set up that experiment. You know what the results are going to be.
Yeah, every
4 out of 5 surprises me. I thought it would have been 5 out of 5 for the women, but that's it.
But what I'm trying to like point out is that, man, like women have it really hard. It makes sense that they want to look pretty.
Yep.
But
having said that, though, there actually is things that you can do. I suggest you read the book Younger You. And I think that it also works for men as well, because obviously women would prefer an attractive man, but they are willing to overlook that, whereas men aren't.
Mm.
That's the prerequisite. In fact, men don't really care about much else after that. As I know from experience, I have dated some awful women in my time, but they were really hot. And I put up with so much shit.
Nice.
Just because
I don't know what you're complaining about. Did you say
see?
Hot?
See?
Yeah, it's...
you can't help it.
But
that's the way you're designed.
But I don't know if it... Okay, you tell me if it's by design or is this social... Because I'd like to believe that it's socialization and that's how we're programmed to be. But one of the things that I actually recently found out, and this might sound like borderline offensive to women, but I genuinely did not, like I didn't think about that aspect. So one of my friends, she's probably like 35 years old, right? And we were talking about like what we wanted to be when we grow up, when we were kids and what we ended up, like, you know, stuff like that. So she was saying that every woman has this choice that she faces at one point, which is that, and when they're young, which is that I could either work really hard to get a job and make something of myself, or I could just like, you know, marry someone who had all of that, right?
Mm.
And I know this sounds obvious, but to me, that was so bizarre because that never occurred to us.
Like, you don't have that option.
We don't have that. Like, and it's not just that we don't have. We don't even think that there could be such an option. We always
well, there
think,
isn't that option for us.
Well, there isn't that option for us. And I guess that's. But do you think that's also biological, or do you think that's like socialization, where you've seen so many women being housewives and being looked after that you're like, all right, that's a viable choice?
No, because what a woman in the natural world needs from a man is somebody who can provide them with the resources so that they can rear children, which is why in this society now where there's so many man children, the ones that are watching Minecraft videos, it's really hard for women to find a mate that has actually got any... Because that's what video games have done. They've robbed an entire generation of kids from accumulating skills that will make them attractive to partners later on, because it's easier to sit there and be the emperor of Rome in Rome Total War than it is to be the actual emperor in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they've moved into that, which has completely destroyed that evolutionary circuit of why they're going to be attractive in the long run. So that's been destroyed. What was the question again?
I was actually thinking about something else as well, which is that, so I think part of the issue is that I was, again, reading ABC, and one of the articles was that there's a drought of men over the age of 30 for women. Now, I was thinking, I've looked at the population statistics, and it just said in the headline that, oh, such a clickbaity, but it just said like 4 out of 5 women can't find a suitable partner if they're over the age of 30, which I thought was ridiculous considering that there's still like, okay, so there's more women, but not at that level. So, and then I went like, so I was like, all right, I'll look deeper into this article. So what they're arguing is that What's happened over the last 40, 50 years is that women have gotten way more professional. They're now working in fields. They're making a lot of money. So their level of their standard has gone up dramatically. But men have either stayed the same or stunted. Mm. So when they're saying 4 out of 5 women over the age of 30 can't find a suitable husband is because they're kind of like better than all the guys that they meet.
Well, that's the thing, is that the all the research shows that women either want a partner that is at the same level as them, or they want to marry up.
Yeah.
Men don't care. In fact, don't want to marry up. They want to move. They want to marry down or on the same level.
Dude, my mom taught me that, actually. I remember when I was a kid, she was like, if you're a woman, you want to marry someone who is the same or higher. Mm. But if you're a man, you do not want to marry someone who's higher. It's just like a cultural...
Third world countries, this doesn't need to be explained in a podcast. It's just common knowledge.
And you know, in fact, all of my... But you know, I don't think it's even good. Because now that I think about it, a lot of my friends that I grew up with, the ones that married really rich guys, and in my case, or like in Pakistan's case, that was basically guys that have really rich daddies, right? They ended up having like an unsuccessful marriage. The divorce rates are like skyrocketing in Pakistan because women now understand that they don't have to be maids, which is mad. Like it's good that they don't have to do that, but like it's also like increasing divorce rates by a huge margin. And the ones that are getting divorcing the most are women, girls that have married way above them. Like, they're really rich, and they were just middle class or something. I think you kind of want to marry someone who's the same, for men and women.
True, you do. And that's what all the statistics show, is that in marriage, the ones that last the longest are the ones that come from the same socioeconomic background, same level of education. Pretty much, you're marrying you with a vagina.
Mm.
Those are the ones that usually end up staying married. But the other thing is, it's because now the economic incentive isn't there, because we don't live in a hunter-gatherer society. So you don't necessarily need a partner. That's another reason why divorce rates have happened. So the only reason why you would have a marriage now is for true love and intimacy, which is actually a lot harder to make and maintain. And also because it just makes raising kids easier if you have two incomes and you can split chores and stuff. But yeah. a lot of the main reason that you used to marry, which was that you owned a cornfield and your other family owned a barley field, that's not really a thing anymore.
Yeah.
So that's all been separated from it. So now there's a chronic thing of singledom, in that there's all these people that have enough from working at like PR firms and useless shit like that. They don't need to marry someone, but because they've kind of given up and aren't improving themselves and aren't looking into what makes a relationship work, they're just like, yeah, I just didn't feel it. I thought it's going to break up. Tinder's here now. That's made it easy. They're not staying together because your marriage is hard work. A relationship's hard work, let alone marriage. And so you actually do need to research how to maintain relationships. It doesn't just fall into place. So it's a weird thing. They're talking about it in all the relationship books that I'm reading at the moment, where they go, look, people look at a TV guide for how to set up their television, but they won't read a single relationship book. Something that's infinitely more complicated, am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't know, Foxtel is pretty difficult.
yeah, but there's so many channels.
Like, I've got
choice anxiety.
Sometimes I'm flipping off on, oh yeah, I watch this, but then it says no channel for you and it makes me sad.
Should I upgrade? That's why I came to this seminar.
Foxtel seminar. But okay, before you delve deeper into it, I want to ask you a question. Why does one get married?
Now?
Yeah, now.
Or are you talking about the traditional...
No, now. Like in today's... Like, why would you want to get married? Like, it's a basic question, but like I genuinely mean it. Like, is it to have kids? Well, what's up?
There's still the biological function of it's easier to raise kids with two people. And the statistics show that single parents are shit. Not always. There's some single parents that are better, but in general, your kid is going to be less educated. They're going to be less socially adjusted. They're just going to have a worse life than somebody who comes from two parents. Not in all cases, because there's always some people that are, you know, they're both in a loveless marriage and they never see their kids. And we know what these people are. And obviously, there's a million counterexamples to this, but the general statistics show that you're going to have better kids if you raise them in
come from a dysfunctional family.
Right. Yeah. And obviously, there's some single parents that do a really good job, but why am I doing this? There's probably no one that listens to this podcast that has a kid. And if they do, they probably have postnatal depression and they'd be like,
No. I bet that's not your problem. Your problem is a lot of people go, a lot of guys and girls going, like, I was raised by a single parent and my mother did an impeccable job. Because that was the fight between Jennifer Aniston and Bill O'Reilly. Sorry, I'm just deviating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly was just like, at one point, he was just saying, like, single parent, such a difficult job. Like, your kids are usually shit people. And then Jennifer Aniston, excuse me, I was raised by a single parent and I am fabulous.
Well, as usual, Bill O'Reilly, right on the money. It's a real shame he doesn't work at Fox News anymore. Yeah. He was set up.
Yeah, and then he called Jennifer Aniston and jerked off over the phone. But yeah, sorry, so you were going
classic
like...
Classic Bill. Yeah, so the other reason that you'd want to marry in today's society is because I do genuinely believe this now, that you do not get the level of growth and reflection in yourself that you otherwise would if you were single. If you're single, you sit around and you accumulate all these habits and then people go, oh, that's very nice to meet you. And then they'd bitch behind your back and go, that person's fucking insane. But if you have another person that's sitting there and going, that's weird, stop doing that. You become socially better.
Yeah.
And it helps both of you move up in society in a functioning relationship. But the thing is that you both have to come into the relationship understanding that you're there to help the other person grow, where most people go into a relationship thinking that they're there to get their own needs met. And those relationships are doomed to fail in the 21st century.
You got to work at it.
You got to work at it. And it means that you have to navigate a bunch of differences in these people. Because this is what always happens. It's about the 5-year mark because all the hormones flush out. It actually happens after the 2-year mark. But after a while, all of these... Because when you first get into a relationship, because all the hormones have been rushing, you create this fantasy in your mind that this is the perfect human being. I've found my true love. 18 months goes by. That disappears every time. Then you start seeing the flaws in that person. But usually what happens is you block that out of your mind subconsciously. And then a few years goes by and then you're just like, this person sucks. And it's just this sudden crashing realization because that ideal person has completely disappeared in your mind and you see the real person for what they are. At that point, that's when you can start actually having a relationship. That's when you need to start navigating, is this going to work out?
How do you do that?
Well, first of all, it's from the very beginning, you should understand that that's the bell curve, that for the first 6 months of the relationship, you're just going to think they're the most perfect human being on the planet. At about 2 years, depending on how much you see each other, all of those hormones will rush out. Then you need to know that after that, you need to read a bunch of books on relationships so that you're prepared for all of these stages in the relationship. But the next stage after that is to determine between one another, do you have the same life goals? Because a lot of you, after a while, will just realize, I want to have kids and the other one doesn't want to have kids. Or this person likes going to parties a lot and this person likes playing computer games. Guys and girls, am I right?
So you're basically saying every man is incompatible with every woman.
And I do also believe that it's... Seinfeld got it right when he said that 80% of people are undateable. There is only 20% of people, and that's because those 20% of people are working on themselves. It's that same 80-20 rule that applies all throughout society, throughout the natural world. Even in chimpanzee societies and today, 80% of the women want 20% of the men, and it is those men that are working on themselves that those 80% of women want, because they're going somewhere in life. And it's the same thing with women, but for different reasons, because they're... hot. But the thing is, you can make yourself hot. You can make yourself hotter. Definitely.
Yeah, hotter.
Here's a really good way to become hotter, ladies. As I just said before, look at the Facebook page, She Squats. 80% of the men will want you if you just look at She Squats.
Excuse me. If you're just a nice person, you're hot to me.
Clearly, Ali's single. But as someone who's in a relationship and doesn't like have that constant crave for pussy, no, not good enough.
Because look, it matters. It matters how you look. I mean, I'm just gonna say it.
But obviously, after a while, that look wears out. As they always say, after you're in a relationship with a woman for 6 months, they all start to look the same.
Yeah, that's
true. You can be with the hottest woman on the planet, as Hugh Grant has proven, and you will still have sex with a fat hooker.
Which is a disadvantage for men, because men always tend to like prioritize looks so much. I guess from like going by your theory, like the biological function makes them do it. But like, you know, even like me, someone like if I'm in a relationship for like, yeah, as you said, 6 months, after a while the looks kind of don't matter. And it just what matters is like, are you like, do you make me happy or not?
Mm. So that's the basic thing, is that because this is it. Women need to be hot for that first 6 months to get them in. Men need to become socially intelligent enough to talk to a woman for 6 hours. And most men don't do that. But the thing is, men are at a natural disadvantage when it comes to social intelligence. First of all, because women's brains are wired to talk to people. You can see it in babies. Female babies will look at other people's faces twice as long as men will. Men will start looking at a train going around in a circle going, yeah, nice. Because that classic thing, there's exceptions to it, like Margaret Thatcher, who was just a man with a pussy. But
I don't like that argument. I've had like a huge fight with someone over that. But anyways, continue. I'll tell
you. Me too. I also hate that argument as well. But you can. There was a lot of testosterone in that woman's face. You could see it from how pissed off she always looked.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you see with men all the time when they're walking down the street. They're pissed. And it's because testosterone just makes you be like, where's the next bear I can punch? And you can see it in school grounds everywhere. In high school, what did all the guys do? Go play handball. What did all the chicks do? Sit around in a circle and passively bitch to one another about, oh my God, Schlesen is such a slut. That's what they did in their time. So they are way more socially intelligent purely because at school they were getting a PhD in how to relate to other people and be two-faced. Whereas guys got a PhD in
throwing the ball,
whether or not rollies in handball is an acceptable rule or not.
Yeah.
So you need to read a bunch of social intelligence books, guys, to get into that top
20%. Yeah. I guess it makes perfect sense. Like, if you want to understand anything, what do? Like, if you want to understand politics, yeah, you've just got to like read, right? So I guess it applies to like something that you're going to be doing for the rest of your life,
which is what you want, because there is a lot of advantages to being in a happily married relationship, in that you will live longer, you obviously end up wealthier than most single people do, you feel more satisfied and happy in life. That's the other thing that they say. In people that say that they're satisfied in their relationship are much happier than single people. Single people are happier than people that are in shitty relationships, or most people are in shitty relationships because they don't read about how to make a good relationship.
Yeah.
So there's all those variations at play.
Damn. Dude, can I be your first subscriber for like relationship advice by Jordan Shanks?
Definitely. But you wait until I'm balding, have a moustache, and a grey turtleneck sweater. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there.
Yes, I can see that moustache growing. You haven't shaved in 4 days.
Yeah, I haven't shaved in 4 days, and my beard is as good as a 12-year-old's.
I like how you hate the idea of having a beard, because like every hipster has a beard, including me. I'm not a hipster, but a man with a beard. And
fuck that, I know.
Well,
you guys ruined it.
Man, okay, here's the
Ned
thing.
Ned Kelly made it cool, and you had to ruin that.
Nah, I understand that. You know what? In fact, when I look around and I see that I kept a beard because I thought that's an alternative thing to do. I'm just going to be the guy with the beard. Until I realized that, man, everyone has a beard now. So I'm just a regular. But now, I'm like, I've gotten used to the idea of not shaving every day. I'm kind of lazy now. When, so I'm just like, yeah, this is the good life.
That's why beards are cool.
Why?
Because it requires less effort.
Shit. No, it looks all right. It looks all right. There's a lot of...
It does shoot your face, Ali. I will say that.
And also, something that I realized later on. So having like a twirly mustache like me is a disadvantage in certain cases, because a lot of women would be like, yeah, that guy's kind of weird. But there's another sect of women that are really, really into it. Mm.
I.e. any woman that works at a tattoo parlor.
No. Well, I like, because...
No.
Well, no, I don't... Dude, like, as if I could relate to someone who works at a tattoo parlor.
Who is it then? Who are these mythical women that like twirly moustaches that don't live in suburbs where there's more dying rats than human beings?
Dude, you know
what?
Inner
West and Melbourne.
You know what I've noticed? The girls that have been really, really into it, and like, because I was considering shaving it off, and they're like, no, they almost had a heart attack. Are the ones that have like, their daddies have beards.
Yeah.
Freudian.
Freud at it again. Well, as we were saying in a previous podcast, it's not so much that they want to have sex with their dad, it's that they want approval from their dad.
Mm, yeah.
And likewise with men with dating women, they want the approval from their partner that their mum didn't give them.
Man, that is like actually quite true.
It's sadly true.
And you know how it manifests in me?
How?
So my mum has sort of always been a woman with like a can-do attitude.
Mm.
You know, like some women just like tend to just chill, right? Mm. They're not like they're not doing much.
You can tell because every time you meet your mum, she's like, "Hello, how are you? Very good." And she's moving out of the room while saying that.
Yeah.
She's on to the next girl.
Yeah, she's just like, and she'll constantly like she's not afraid of doing a lot of work. So like we used to have parties where like hundreds of people would come to our house.
Yuck.
Well, we had like people working for us, but like she would cook. She's not afraid.
For hundreds of people.
Yeah, man. At one point we had to like split those parties because it got like that intense. So we had like one of the parties would just be like dad's work people, the other would be like family, and it would still be so much because like my mom's beef trotter recipe was famous, which also reminds me, visit Karachi if you want to have those beef trotters. But so
say that, it's so true. That's exactly what your mum has done, what housewives in the 50s did, where they go, your Rice crispy squares are so good, Janine. You really have to start a bakery.
Yeah.
She's done the Pakistani version of that, which is beef curry.
Yeah, my mum's the non-racist version of Paula Deen. Actually,
who's that?
Dude, Paula Deen is this southern, she's like the southern Martha Stewart. Do you know who Martha Stewart is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she's...
I'd plow that.
She's old as hell. She's probably in prison.
Even better.
But yeah, Paula Deen was just like, she's the southern version. I think she got famous for making the donut burger, which is just like replacing the bun with two Krispy Kreme donuts.
So southern. I'm so glad that the South didn't secede from the US purely so that could be invented and known across the planet.
And she's huge. Not like, yeah, I mean, she is like fat, but like that's, but she's like, she's big in terms of,
in every way.
100 million. She's got like I think she's close to $1 billion now.
For replacing buns with a donut.
Not just that, triple deep fried chicken too.
Oh, man. Can we just make a Friendly Geordies podcast pack? Can we all just become a cult and drink red cordial with rat poison in it now?
Yes. But, okay, so yes.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, I think that's good. Like,
seconded.
Might as well just end this right now.
God.
But, yeah, so
it's
like.
It's a sad day when Miss Love is the voice of reason. And he's not here. And that's what we revert to, a mass suicide pact.
Yeah, imagine if he was, you'd be like, I am not doing that.
I've got too much to live for. I own half a house in a really shit town.
Yeah. And so, but basically, so what I was saying, because like, my mom's got like this can-do thing about like doing shit. I always like look for that in a woman. Like if she's just like, I'm just going to like draw for the next 5 hours. Like, yeah, drawing pictures is mad, but like, have you done anything today?
Drawing's a thing.
Drawing's a
thing. I know what you mean.
And like, you know, it's so hypocritical of me because like I spend most of my time locked up in my room reading or some shit like that, right? You know, but also having said that, I also have a can-do attitude. Like if you tell me to do something, I will do it. But anyway, yeah, so like I fear that like I will eventually end up with a woman that's like doesn't have that can-do attitude and my mom would look down on me.
It's strangely what happens. And actually, you will probably end up with someone who is exactly like your mom. You won't end up with someone who is different to your mum. It does happen sometimes, but usually the relationship peters out, even though it could be perfect, because you don't feel love in the way that your mum gave you love, so it feels foreign and weird to you. And that's the thing that people always say when they're talking about relationships, and they use the metaphor of, does the relationship feel like home to you? And if they say no, a lot of the time the relationship will end unless they can figure out how to make it feel like a home. Wait, so a really metaphorical orphanage that's nice. What you can aim for.
Does that mean like my eventual wife is just going to like beat the shit out of me every now and then?
Was it with a wooden spoon?
Man, no, with her slippers every time. Anything that she could get her
hands on. That's a beating.
Dude, well,
that wouldn't have hurt.
What are you talking about? You're a kid.
Oh, because it was Pakistan. Her slippers probably were cobras.
Leather. Leather.
So it was a whip.
Yeah, it was pretty much a whip. Like anything she could get her hands on, like a stick, rolling pin, broom.
I like how in Australia that would be moving to a foster home level child abuse. But in Pakistan, she would have been on their version of Dr. Phil, just being like, I'm a pushover. I let them run wild. I only sometimes beat them with a stick.
Yeah, it's true. But man, having said that, I do not regret the fact that my mum beat me up. Because I don't think it's as bad as people make it out to be. Like, it's like it taught me a few things. Like, there's a lot of things that I disagree about.
There's nothing I don't like about that. No, not about that. I hate kids complaining on planes. It would be mad if they were smacked.
Man. Okay, what do you think about this? Is this like, I feel this is more of an abuse than like me getting my ass whooped. So on my 13th birthday, I decided to take my friends to Nando's. And
of course you did, because you're South Asian. That's the promised land in food form for you guys.
Yeah, it's like it's our Buddha's Nirvana. Of Red Rooster. So
which again, heaven.
Heaven. So I decided to like on my 13th birthday, I decided to take my friends to Nando's. Now my dad is just saying like, all right, so I'll come with you guys, and I was like, no. I'm 13 now. You don't have to be there. I'm just going to be with my friends. Just give me cash money.
I have one pube.
Yeah.
I'm a man.
Hey, man. 13. Two pubes. So.
Damn.
So like, my dad's like, so I was like, Dad, just give me cash money and I'll do it. And he's like, okay, this is what. Okay, we won't come to your thing. We'll just come in for like 5 minutes and pay the people, whatever the amount is. So I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. So now I'm excited, right? So what I do is I I've got these jeans that I cut from the knees so that I look cool, which might sound like a very normal thing that a 13-year-old would do. Not to my mom, no, sir. So I am now at this thing. All my friends are there. My mom and dad show up to pay the people. And my mom just looks at me and she's like, what the hell did you do? I'm like, oh, what did I do? It's like, did you rip your jeans? I'm like, yeah. Like, it's cool, mom. Everyone's doing it now. And she's like, in front of my friends, she's like, get your ass back into the car, go home, change your pants, and then come here. I'm like, mom, but all my friends are here. It's like, I don't care. They'll know how much of an idiot you are. Go home. So I spent the entire ride back home, like crying, and my driver was just Like the guy who, like, you know, driver, all right, so our driver was just like,
why did you want to edit that?
Because, man, like, the fact that, like, I had a driver, it just makes me seem so snobbish. But like,
no, man, but it just makes you seem like you came from a third world country where it's... I like that idea. I hate having to pay cabs $50 to make me move from one end of the CBD to the other.
Yeah, it's
I just
mad.
Want a guy that I can yell at and call him a monkey, and he has to just take my abuse, and I give him 50 cents a year.
Well, I'd call him a monkey. I called him Hanuman. No, I didn't.
Take that, Hindus.
Yeah, he... Yeah, but the thing is, people assume that you were a bowler just because you had a driver. But the thing is, man, it's not like we were paying that guy super or something. You know, like it's a very reasonable cost that they ask for. It's like, dude, I'm pretty sure we would pay $300 a month. That was like the pay that our driver would get.
Wow. That's pretty much the same amount of money that some people give to like a World Vision kid. Your driver was one of those starving African kids that goes, I got shoes because of you guys.
No, but this is still a reasonable pay.
I know.
That's the fucked up bit about it. Because like, there would be people working at our place that would get like, dude, I'm not even kidding. Okay, so we would kind of overpay people, but I know people that would pay, I think, $30 a month. At that point, you're just a slave.
And that really is World Vision.
So I think it's worse than World Vision. And the worst thing was, like, sometimes it's not even, like, the guy wouldn't even get the cash. Like their uncle or something would come up and pick the cash. And he was just... So all they would get is, like, housing, food.
Oh, so they were slaves.
They were slaves.
Man, the more you tell me about Pakistan, the more I'm sold on it.
What the fuck, man? That's like the darkest chapter of like my history.
For them, though, for you, you get a driver.
Yeah, yeah. But like, man, like when I tell this thing, when I say this to like my mom, and I was like, Mom, that was ridiculous. You realize that they were slaves, right? And she's like, no. They could leave at any point. I'm like, yeah,
true.
But then do
not
the
slaves.
Same. Yeah,
and got I was you like, there, Ali.
Yeah, all right. So your
mum's
cool.
A wise woman, beats you for not wearing pants, and knows that like people that she severely underpaid technically aren't slaves.
And she's like, what do you think is going to happen if you lay them off? Do you think they'll have an amazing life? Like, yeah, but like now I have to live with the guilt that I was pretty much raised by people that got paid $50 a month. You know?
I don't understand why you have that guilt. You're too much of a Marxist, Ali. Listen to some more Ben Shapiro podcasts. You'll be fine.
All right. I feel it's amazing. It was amazing that I was raised by, like, not raised by them. Actually, I had a babysitter who pretty much raised me, but I don't remember her because by the time I turned 4.
Was she the one the driver fucked?
No, she was way before that. But I'm sure the driver fucked her. Too,
like, even though they weren't working.
Because it's just like, it's kind of like, you know.
He's just a very horny man.
It's like working at a movie. Like the lead actor and the lead actress are likely going to fuck.
Right.
You know? So the driver and like the babysitter, it's just like a match made in heaven. Most of the times they get a fuck off.
It is a Jennifer Lopez movie title, isn't it? The driver and the babysitter.
The driver and the babysitter.
Well, let's move on to abortion is now compulsory.
Yeah, that's
so you wouldn't have had to feel the guilt, Ali.
So the upper house, the Senate, just passed a bill, which basically
House of Lords.
The House of Lords in England. They've just passed a bill in New South Wales saying that they're going to legalize abortion. Now, that is, don't get me wrong, I am not against abortions, and I think it's about time. It needs to happen. Women should have choices. I'm for you. Don't lynch me.
I'm not. You're killing someone. You're a murderer.
But here's the thing, Jordan. Every day I would walk to my work in Surrey Hills, and there's an abortion clinic, right? And
you didn't bomb it.
And I didn't bomb
it. And you're Muslim as well.
Yeah, what the
failing on two ends.
Yeah, I'm ethnically inclined to do it, but I still...
Resisted the
resisted.
Urge. Kept going to work. because having a stable income is more important to immigrants than blowing up abortion clinics. For shame.
Yeah, but if you get rid of our income, we will blow it up.
It's exactly what every liberal says about terrorists.
Yeah.
It's because they're economically disadvantaged. And they're right.
Yeah, and they're right. Just come down. But there would always be this old lady with like a board saying, like, abortion is murder, right? And she would just be standing outside of this abortion clinic. Now, every day I would walk to work and I would look at her. And I would always think that, you know, what a piece of shit. Because, like, the lady holding the board. Because, you know, like, couples that are coming to get abortions, they're already not, you know, they're not feeling great about it. It's not, like, a fun activity for anyone to do. And you're making them feel more shit. And also, the nurses that are working there, dude, they're just doing their job, man. So I would think I would like mentally tell this lady to fuck off in my head until I sort of like put myself in her shoes. The thing is, I don't think abortion is that big of a deal. You get abortions. It's I'm not one of those people that believe like life begins at erection, but the thing is, if you put yourself in their shoes, and if you, let's say, Jordan, you were told that there's a place just down the road in Lithgow that kills 2-year-olds on a daily basis, right? That's like a ridiculous idea, and so unjust. You would want to go there, even though everyone thinks you're a dickhead, and protest that. If someone told me that 5-year-old kids are getting slaughtered at this place, man, like, I would try my best to stop it. Like, I would literally stand there with a board if I'm powerless. So if you...
See, that's the difference between you and me. I'd put up the card saying abortion is murder at the abortion clinic, not at the 5-year-old clinic.
No, but like, yeah.
Isn't it good to have different perspectives on this podcast?
It's good to have different perspectives.
I do like that.
So I kind of understand... I don't agree with it, but I kind of understand where they're coming from in the sense that it is ridiculous. If you think it is murder, then yeah, you would try your best to stop that.
Yeah, I mean, look, everything that's ever said about an abortion has been said a million times over. So let's say it again. The only people that should be holding up those plaques are vegans. That's it.
What?
Because how is an embryo with those weird little alien eyes smarter than a cow?
Oh, all right. So you're making the animal argument.
I mean, if people are just going to be like, it's a human being. I've heard people say that before. You know when vegans say the argument that if it's okay to kill cows and pigs, why is it not okay to kill mentally disabled people? And then people's response to that is like, because that's outrageous. Fuck you. How dare you even bring that up? That's disgusting. That's not a response.
Yeah.
They're logically right.
So what do you think about this argument then? So I'm one of those people where like a human life is sacred.
Why?
Because, man, okay, I'll tell you why.
Oh, because you grew up in Pakistan.
Well, fuck off. But
is that the reason?
No. I have a semi-intellectual way of looking at this. So all species depend on killing some other species for survival.
No, they don't.
Man, okay, here's the way the natural system works. Like, even if I'm not saying the species needs to be sentient. Like, you at least need to kill some other form of life in order to survive.
What about amoebas?
What do they eat? Just, like, plastic or something.
Can we just give the planet over to them? Can they be our members of parliament? If that's the case, if they're eating plastic, they're doing such a better job than Malcolm Turnbull.
Well, so are octopus. They don't like it, though.
Do they?
Dude, like,
and they're smarter than dogs.
No, they're eating octopus, but they're dying from it because they don't realize it's octopus. They just think it's jellyfish or some shit.
Right.
But no, but what I'm saying is, man, like, every species is dip... Okay.
Idiots.
But, like, okay, so you aren't supposed to kill your own species, though, even in the natural world. I mean, technically, you kind of need corporation to survive more than like killing your species.
Sometimes animals eat their own species
when it comes to like a point where they need it to survive, and I get that too. I am not in... Look, here's the thing, man. If there was just two people left on this entire planet, and the only way one of them could survive for, like, a little bit longer is to eat the other one, I get that. Like, I'm not...
Two people? I don't know about that.
Or, like, whatever, you know, like...
Maybe they should just keep making babies and eat the babies.
Yeah, it's a sustainable... It's a sustainable way of population
growth. Yeah, you're screwed.
No, but
two people is not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to say to that, Christians? You're listening to the Friendly Geordies podcast. If it was recorded in 2005 and it was still cool to rag on Christians heaps.
but you know, so, like, I feel that... So, even, like, even biblically... I think that's where the foundations of men being above all other creatures come from.
This comes from narcissism. Come on.
Man, you need to drill it into minds of people that it's not cool to... And for one, dude, if you start eating other humans, it's not good for your health at all. They say that's how, like, Ebola sort of spread, which is that the people start eating bushmeat monkeys and the DNA was so close to your own DNA that it creates, like, these intense diseases. So even for, like, from that perspective, you kind of, like... Which means that humans... If you're a human, I would be completely fine if cows were saying, okay, don't kill other cows, but killing humans is all right. Like, it makes sense to me.
I wouldn't be fine with that.
I mean, you know, I'd be fine.
God, our moral compasses are different.
Yeah. No,
I don't want to be lower on the food chain.
No, you wouldn't want to, but it would make sense to me, which is why I say that, dude, humans are the fact... You know, so one of the questions that, like, I remember when I signed up on OkCupid back in 2010 was...
Is that site still around anymore?
I think it is.
How are they getting money?
I don't know.
So many apps that...
Advertisements,
get advertising from, like, playing Tetris online.
So, like, one of the questions was, what's worse, starving humans or starving animals? And for me, I thought it was a no-brainer. I was like, yeah, starving animals. I'm not saying animals should starve. Humans. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying animals should starve.
We know where you stand, Arlo.
But what was surprising was that, and you could see how, like, every time you visit someone's profile, you could see how they answered the question. And most of the people said starving animals.
Yeah.
And that freaks the hell out of me.
Why?
Because our species, that's the sign of your species being fucked. When they... Because the sole purpose of human beings is to survive.
Yeah.
And if for some reason you think starving animals is somehow worse than starving humans, that means you're kind of losing your evolutionary purpose.
Yeah, but that happened long ago. What? I think we can safely say that we're at the top of the food chain when there's 7 billion of us.
You're just a self-hating man. I feel like, yeah, we are the chosen kind, and humans... And all the other things were made for our pleasure.
Okay, so what we've glimpsed from this is you actually are a Muslim.
That is actually a core tenet of Islam, which is the fact that humans, God made us God made us from mud and gave us consciousness, which is why we're special than everything. But it also, like, it's
mud.
Not...
Yeah, that checks out biologically.
Hey, come on, that's kind of true. We're made from stardust.
Yeah, that's Cosmo mud.
Yeah, okay, now repeat after me. God, no God but God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Dude, that is the...
It checks out.
Yeah, it's a...
Far out. What are you going to say to that, Sam Harris?
Islam is scientifically correct. It's not. It's got...
Imagine that schizoma in his brain. Hates Islam, loves science. What could he do?
Yeah.
He'd have to end his life.
And, like, apparently we're even better than angels, according to Islam.
Really?
Because angels don't have free will. I mean, that's the dogma, right? The dogma is that I know you're inclined to do horrible shit, but don't do it because you'll go to heaven. And the fact that you want to think about doing bad shit is the act of free will, which is why you're special than everything else. Yeah.
That's... fucking moronic.
I agree.
Because they're talking about something that doesn't exist. Like, better than pigs and also angels. I've seen them.
Except for the devil. Wasn't he a practice free will? but like not bow. Is that what like, yeah, I'm pretty
so
sure.
So the devil's better than human beings because it's an yeah. angel mixed with human.
No, I don't know if it is, but I think I found a flaw in the argument right here. What about the devil? Because
my God. You're saying in the Abrahamic religions there's a contradiction. Friendly Geordie's podcast, 2005.
We have debunked religion.
And at the same time affirms that is the untold truth. Reality is complicated.
No, only
right?
Islam, not the other Abrahamic faiths. Excuse yeah. me. They didn't say we're made of stardust. They said we're made of... What are like we made of in like Christianity? God's image.
That's it.
They didn't elaborate on it. They're like, yeah, you were like, you're kind of like God, which is why like Christians think that God is just like an old man living in the sky.
But to be in God's image, you would need to have a six pack at 70. That's it. Damn. Right? That's God's image.
Yeah. Goals.
God
of
definitely has a six pack, not an eight pack, because he's not a freak.
Yeah, but he can do anything. He could have a 10-pack.
He could if he wanted to, but he understood in his infinite wisdom that a 6-pack is definitely the sexiest.
Yeah, but he has to...
Make yourself younger if you're if you're able to create the universe, why would you peak yourself at 70? Peak yourself at 21.
Yeah, it's true. No, but like, man, like you don't want to live for that long. You don't want to live for that long. I've got this joke in my mind, which my dad told me ages ago. It's kind of like an old dad joke. It's kind of long, but I think I can do it in 2 minutes. So God decides to make creatures. The first thing that he makes is a cow. And he says, or like a bull or something. All right, that family of things. And he's like, all right, so this is what you do. You get 40 years of life. All you do is work. On the field, people are going to exploit you for milk. And when you get old, they're just going to eat you. That's just how it is. The cows or like the bulls were like, man, that kind of sucks ass, but like, whatever, man, it's God's will. They go away. The second one that comes in is a monkey. The monkey and God tells the monkey that, yo, you get 10 years, but all you do is like entertain kids. Look after, like, entertain, like, little babies and shit, and you don't have much to do yourself. Get out of here, you got 10 years. And monkey's like, man, that kind of sucks. Why am I, like, working? But anyways, like, because it follows God's will, goes away. The third thing that God makes is a dog, and God says, all right, you get 10 years as well. All you've got to do is stand outside homes and just, like, bark at people that are, like, going here and there. That's all you've got to do, and, like, chase after shit. So the dog's like, all right, I guess that's God's will. And then God makes human. And he says, all right, human, I'm in a good mood now. You can do whatever you want. People are going to look after you. You'll just have like an amazing life. And I'll give you 20 years. And then like the human demonstrated free will and said, God, what the hell? Like all of these other creatures have like horrible lives. And like the cow gets 40 years. And like I have this amazing life. And you're only giving me 20? That sucks. God's kind of pissed off, but he's like, all right, fine. You know what? I'll give you your wish. You get 80 years in total. But then the tragedy of life is the first 20 years, people look after you, have an amazing life, and then you become the bull. Work on the fields, people exploit you for shit, and then you become the monkey, which is basically just like entertain grandkids. And then once you get old, when you're 80, you become the dog, which just like sit around the corner, just dementia. Bark at people that are walking by. Yeah, old dad
Holy
joke.
Crap. The Pakistani version of Koshi's jokes on Sunrise is so much better. And if you'd like more zingers like that, Patreon. We've started up a subscription. Ali gives out things that you researched if you pay enough money. If you're a cheapskate, thanks for your money, but pay more. And bada bing, bada boom, if you get more Patreon donors, we will put out more podcasts where we will tell jokes from third world countries, talk about why you will never find true love, and that you're a lazy shit, and also... be very obsequious about whether or not we support abortions.
No, okay. I don't saying that you support abortions mean that it's a preferable thing, which is why the segment,
at this point it is. Come on. 7 billion is too many. You're taking one for the team.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that.
I
do. Give us money for more outrageous comments.
Yeah, all right. not a huge fan of it, but I realize it's necessary.
Well, I'm glad that we can agree on something.
All right.
Margaret and David of podcasts. All right. See you guys.
See ya.